everyone. Welcome to Reach Higher Riverside, where we share all Reach Higher stories happening across the nation. My name is Priscilla Grijalva, and I am your Reach Higher Riverside podcast host. Every summer, the American School Counselor Association has a conference for educators and school counselors across the nation. If you haven't ever been to one of their conferences, I would highly recommend you check them out. It is so much fun. You get to meet people that are passionate about school counseling across the nation. On this episode, I get to interview Jeremy Goldman, who was the 2014 Maryland School Counselor of the Year. He is also currently serving on the ASCA Board of Directors. I'm excited to share this short interview with Jeremy. And on our next episode, we have an interview with some of the leadership team from the Lymphoma and Leukemia Society to share about some student opportunities that you can share with your high school students about community service and leadership. I hope you guys enjoy this episode. Hi, everyone. I'm with Jeremy Goldman, and I let him tell a little bit about himself. Hi, Jeremy.
Hello. Okay, so a little bit about myself. So I am around my 20th year in school counseling. All 20 have been in high school. I'm originally from Philadelphia, and I work in Baltimore County Public Schools. I've been the pretty much all the officers for the Maryland School Counselor Association, and just wrapping up my term on the ASCA Board of Directors as well.
That's awesome. Now, in 2014, you were the Maryland School Counselor of the Year. And at the ASCA conference, Michelle Obama gave you a shout-out in her keynote speech. Can you talk about what that meant for you?
Oh, that was an amazing, amazing day. It was an exciting conference, too, because I had just presented with my friend Jeff Ream, and we were talking about branding and marketing our school counseling programs. And between that conference, or that session that we were presenting, that was just really electric in that room, and then to be at the general session when she called me out, and then to have the crowd's reaction in the moment and after was just like really electrifying, very exciting.
I remember being so grateful and having tears in my eyes that a First Lady just got us as school counselors. Can you talk about what it was like when Michelle Obama addressed school counselors at ASCA?
Well, admittedly, I did know a little bit in advance, because at the time I was on the state delegate. I was one of the state delegates, so we had some idea that she was coming. And even a little bit before then, that the hand was tipped a little bit, because I was actually at lunch helping one of my colleagues understand Navient, and she took me out to lunch to thank me. And while we were eating, I got a phone call with the caller ID blocked, and I just ignored it because I'm not going to, you know, interrupt the kind gesture from my friend to take a phone call. But when I got in the car, I found out that blocked caller ID was actually the White House, and it was the speechwriter asking me for some background information and like my social media profile and my social security number to do all kinds of background checks to make sure that. To vet me for before they mentioned me. And so like I was just shaking and trembling and super excited, and even as we were building up to that, I was still on, you know, having phone calls with her to check my data before she said it, to make sure that every word that they said was accurate. So you might have seen me sitting on the floor scrambling away at my spreadsheets just to double check those things.
Yeah, I saw that tweet with the actual audio recording, so I'll be sure to tweet it out on Reach Higher Riverside so everyone can hear a part of that. Can you talk about your favorite moments with ASCA?
My favorite moments with ASCA? Well, I do definitely think that conference is definitely up there. Presenting with Jeff was very exciting for me. And then of course, being at the White House as the state High School Counselor of the Year, just the chance to be at the White House was absolutely amazing. But just in general, I really, really enjoy not just the conferences, but also coming to the delegate assemblies and leadership development institutes as a state officer. That, you know, every conference for the two and a half days before the conference, we do the governing of the association. And there's there's a lot more collaboration that happens during the Delegate Assembly and the Leadership Development Institute than what we can do when we're in our sessions at conference. And from those discussions, from just having lunch with fellow state leaders, I've built lifetime friendships and always look forward to seeing my friends. And, you know, being at conference, we certainly get to make some friends and make some connections, but the concentrated time that we have during Leadership Development Institute and the Delegate Assembly really fosters some much closer bonds. And I'd recommend everybody to get involved with their state school counseling association and eventually be on their governing boards for their state to hopefully participate in LDI and Delegate Assembly when they get the opportunity. It's wonderful.
Yeah, I have to agree. I've served on our state association, and it's great work. If people can get involved, their state or professional organization such as ASCAP. Can you talk about or give advice on maybe for school counselors that want to run for the ASCAP board? What kind of advice would you give them?
Well, absolutely. So I guess that, you know, continuing in that vein of being involved in your state boards, whether that is from a place of policy governance or board governance, being on committees for their state or for ASCA definitely gets them involved. And generally what we've been looking for in the Nominations and Elections Committee for ASCA are applicants and candidates who are involved in their state school counseling association, as well as other areas of leadership in their professional and personal lives. There's a leadership certification or leadership specialist certification that's available on ASCA-U that teaches about the policy governance model that the ASCA Board of Directors uses. And not only is it helpful, but it's also required for that. So just generally being a member of ASCA for 5 straight years, having that ASCA-U leadership specialist certification completed within the last 5 years, and being involved as a leader. And then, you know, through the process of the application and the interview, we definitely look for those folks that can demonstrate a strong understanding of policy governance, so that when they fill that role, that we can be sure that they can do so continuing our continuing our pattern of allowing the excellent ASCA staff to do what they do best, because they really are very good at what they do, and leaving it to the ASCA board to develop the policies that guide the future of the profession and the association.
Yeah, you definitely have a great team of people on the ASCA board. I'm very grateful for all the work that you guys do. Is there anything else you'd like the listeners to know?
In the realm of college access, I definitely want to make sure that we're all looking out for all students, and not just serving the students that come to our office seeking us, that if we're committed to serving all students in the school counseling profession, then we can make sure that we carve out time to do our individual planning, college admissions talks, as well as lessons on the ins and outs of college access for all students to benefit, for them to achieve their goals in the time that they're ready.
Well, school counselors are an integral part of the Reach Higher Initiative, as you know, and ASK is a huge part of that. So I'm very grateful to have you on our podcast. At the end of our podcast, we like to do the Sunshine Spotlight. Can you tell me at least one thing that's made you happy this week?
One thing that made me really happy this week was actually last night. I took a chance. I went on a little adventure, and I walked a mile away to go find a locally owned barbecue spot. And with all the commercialism and capitalism that is rampant in Las Vegas, it was really nice to see a locally owned restaurant, and it was delicious, and it's nice to support the local economy. It was worth the walk and the blisters.
That's good. Thank you so much, Jeremy, for being on our podcast. If you could just say goodbye to all the listeners.
Goodbye, listeners, and thank you, Priscilla.
All right. Thank you for tuning in to Reach Higher Riverside. You can follow us on Twitter at @RHRiverside. You can subscribe to our YouTube channel at Reach Higher Riverside. You can also subscribe to our iTunes or Google Play Music and give us a rating. Thank you so much for listening in. We appreciate all of you tuning in. And as Michelle Obama would say, when they go low, we reach higher.